This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hello, folks. My name is Robert Harris, and I am here in the studios of the Radio Reading Services along with my friend Robert Schumack. And we are going to be presenting some information to you that we hope will do you well. You'll have a little bit of fun with it, and you can move forward with your lives and be strong and be prosperous. Take care. Robert, it's up to you to start us off.
Well, I'm Robert Schumack, his co-host on the show, All Things Being Equal. So I guess what I would like to talk about is a piece of new technology that will be out as of this month
for what people is that, Robert?
Who are blind and visually impaired. Okay. It is a wearable, I guess you could call it a GPS navigational system, and it straps over your shoulders, and it rests, a camera rests on your chest, a microphone is on the other part of your chest, and you have a listening device up on top of your shoulder so you can hear. I'd like to get a description of it and possibly describe it to you, but that's what I could do next time. But it's supposed to be a game changer for people who are partial and totally blind. It's actually, you can use it to walk down the street. And what you look at, the camera sees, and it can read signs out loud to you. There are vibrations that will go off when you are near an obstacle, and the different tones or different amounts of vibrations will let you know whether it's a high obstacle, low obstacle, left or right obstacle.
Let me ask you this question, Robert, because you and I are both sitting down in wheelchairs. Is this going to work for people like you and people like me who are down low, or does it have to be at a certain height?
Yes, there is no height requirement. Because I asked the same question.
Mm-hmm.
Would it work for someone who uses a wheelchair? And they addressed that. And they said, yes, it doesn't matter if you're in a wheelchair, standing up, walking, or on some kind of scooter, or, you know, whatever the case may be.
So this is going to really be a game changer.
Yeah, I think so. It sounds like it. Not sure what the price is going to be, but my understanding is that there's going to be a monthly and yearly subscription to the service.
Wow.
So
it's a subscription. A subscription, huh?
Prescription. Not a subscription. A
subscription.
Not prescription. Did I say prescription? I might have. But subscription where you pay on a monthly.
Yeah, that's great,
every
though.
Every 6 months, every year or so. So it sounds like, you know, now that a lot of these companies are doing subscription models where you can pay monthly or yearly, it's a lot more affordable for most people, especially with disabilities.
Wow, that sounds terrific. When will it be available?
It should be coming out this month in April.
Oh, my goodness. Because this is April the 2nd?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep, and I hope everybody had a happy holiday.
I hope they did, too. And I was wishing my brother a birthday, because his birthday was, he was born on April the 1st. He was born on April Fool's Day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's great, though. That sounds really, really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, it's funny because it seems like every other day I get something about a new app, a new piece of technology, something that can better the lives for people with blindness and other disabilities.
Did you say that to me that you had gone to a meeting this weekend or a couple of days ago that was about this, or is that just my mind dreaming?
No, you are correct. I attended a men's support group for people who are visually impaired or blind. A friend of mine, Chris Windham.
Oh, I know Chris.
Called me up and said, asked me if I wanted to be a part of this men's blind group, support group, in where they discuss things that apply to men with blindness. I said, you know what? That might not be too bad. It might be kind of interesting. Well, when I got on the line with the other six guys, who were all older than I am, but it was interesting because everybody has a different story about their visual impairment and their blindness. So it was real informational. You know, you hear guys talk about, well, you know, I was visually impaired since birth, but I began to lose more of my sight as I got older. And, you know, I'm having a difficult time adapting, and I was always a bus or access rider. And so it's very, for someone like myself and Chris, who have been blind the majority of our lives, and we've always ridden access and metro, and we've always found resources in our communities that would help us. You know, we could be a big help to a lot of these guys in the group. And the group is open up to anyone with a visual impairment. Mm. You know, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, green, yellow, purple, young, old. Doesn't matter. You know, the only qualification is that you're willing to be a part of the group and then you have some kind of visual impairment. And that's great because I think there needs to be more support groups for people with disabilities to talk about some of the challenges they face. And then people who are also in the group who have been overcoming their challenges and help others to overcome challenges.
Can you give us a couple maybe a little bit of partial stories about what types of issues were spoken of and what were some of the resolutions that you could share with us?
You know, everybody introduces themselves, their name, you know, what they do, their age if they choose to, and then they talk about their situation that caused them to be blind, the disease, mm-hmm. or whatever it was. And it was a few of them I hadn't heard of, which was good because that broadens my knowledge of the different eye diseases that are out there. And they talked about how, you know, they don't feel safe in the community by themselves because our world has changed so much in the last 30, 40 years. You know, for people with disabilities, it can be a much bigger risk than it used to be because it's hard for everybody now. Not just the poor, for anybody, it doesn't matter. And so people have sometimes don't feel safe in certain environments. And we talked about CABA and how if you have an issue with sidewalks or streets and neighborhoods and accessibility issues. You know, in your community, you could go to CABA, which is Cincinnati Accessibility Advisors, and voice your complaint, and the city manager and mayor will work together to try to get it solved. So we just talked about some of those things, and it was very interesting.
Well, it sounds like it. It sounds like it a lot. The new lady that is, I think she's still part of CABA. She's now on the SOTA board.
Oh, you're talking about Bree Harris.
Yes. Yeah. Was she there?
I don't know if she's on CABA anymore. She might be.
Okay.
But I do know she's on the SOTA board now. Right. And that's going to be a great impact for people who use Metro and Access.
Well, I think so, too.
Have another person on the board with a disability. And that's a woman to give their perspectives and their challenges.
Yes.
So it's good that SOTA is continuing.
They're moving forward, yes.
Yeah.
And broadening their perspective and their outlook.
And speaking of Metro and Access.
Yes.
I was at the 513 bus celebration they had at my office last week.
Okay.
And there was an actual brand new Access bus. And we've needed a new Access bus just for years.
How did you like it?
Oh, it was awesome. It has a ramp, no more lift. You don't have to worry about being raised in the air and possibly feel like you're going to flip backwards.
Yep.
It's a ramp just like on the bus. It comes out. You roll up, move into position. It's a nice, looks like about 7 foot wide bus. They got three spots for wheelchairs or power chairs or scooters. And then instead of the wheelchairs coming in on the back, you come in up front.
On the front, on the side.
Wheelchairs are, yeah, up front.
So you like that?
Yeah, I mean, oh, I love it.
Okay.
I think it's awesome.
Well, I'll be trying it soon. Probably sometime next week I'll have my, you know, because I know that I knew they were coming in, you know, and I knew that it's going to be new and exciting, and so I'll get a chance to experience, because I use Access to go see my brother who's in a care facility. And so I'll find out. I guess I'll find out hopefully around Thursday morning.
Well, I was talking to the guy, and he said they won't come out immediately, but as the old buses they'll bring in
the new switch one. Them out, right?
Yeah.
So it might take another month or two for me to actually experience it, but I'm glad that it's happening, and I'm glad that you've heard it here first, folks. Live and in color, right here on Radio Reading Services.
And I can't wait to see him out on the road. He said they bought 10 of them, so I'm going to be purchasing more here shortly.
I wonder how. That makes me think. I'm just curious as to when we'll see the first ones really hitting the road, because I know you've had a chance to experience it, but now we're going to see when they will come this commonplace.
Well, he said it'd be a while, so. Uh-huh. I suspect toward the end of the year they'll start coming out. Because I don't know what the oldest Access buses they have now. But I know they usually have to be in circulation for at least 12 to 15 years or a certain amount of miles.
Interesting. We'll find out, Robert. As we go along, we'll find out.
Yeah, and we'll keep you updated it because it's important for everyone to know what the new and upcoming resources are. I also heard something else last week from another copper miner who is from CAB, Aaron. I can't think of his last name offhand, but he said that copper was working with the city to make all of the traffic signals audible.
Yes.
So that they will tell you when to cross, tell you when not to cross, tell you how many minutes you got, or how many seconds, I'm sorry, you have before the light changes.
So that would be wonderful. That'd help everyone. That includes people like me, the older folks.
It'll help people who don't pay attention real well either.
Yes. Like me. Wake up and smell the roses.
Yeah, because it'll be talking to you, telling you you got 5 seconds, 4 seconds.
Three, two.
That's great. It's wonderful how it's so easy now to change things because of the technology.
That is wonderful. And Robert, if you can, because I'm, you know, my life is going on because I left the Soda Board officially, though I'm still around, obviously, because I'm still here. I'm still alive. It's not the ghost of Robert Harris. It's still really me. But help me to remember when the meetings are, because they're...
They're the fourth Tuesday of the month.
The fourth Tuesday of the month?
Yes.
That's Kaba, right?
No, that's sorta.
Because I got all of these meetings going on.
Kaba is the third Thursday of the month.
Third Thursday. Okay. Yes. What time? 10 o'clock?
Yeah, 10.
Okay. Help me remember that because I'm going to see my brother who's in a care center. And So I'll be seeing you then. And we'll make some things happen, make some more things happen.
Well, I was also talking to the guys on the support group line yesterday and say, hey, you know, they were talking about there are some things that CABVI could do differently. And they were talking about back in the day they used to have more things that they could go to advocate for change within the city for people who are blind. And I said, well, you know, you don't necessarily need CABVI to do that. We can organize as people with disabilities and just show up at these meetings and say, hey, what about us? What about the blind?
And that's what we should do. Yes.
Yes. People use power chairs, you know, and people without disabilities, not intentionally, but they don't always think about people with disabilities and how this might affect them.
Right, right. Well, it's not within their, you know, it's not within their daily experience. So therefore, they kind of out of mind, out of sight,
out of mind,
and it works both ways, and so you know, out of mind, and therefore, if you have sight, it doesn't matter, because you don't have the insight,
right?
And we need some insight, and
well,
we need to even deal with our language.
It's important for people with disabilities to, you know, stand up and fight for their own rights,
yes,
but fight for your other means
yes.
rights.
I totally agree with you. And that's really what it's all about. And that's what it's been about forever. And that's what it should be about. Each one teach one, and we each support each other. And no man left behind, or woman, or child.
That's right.
Left behind. You know, we
there's enough advocating that needs to be done for everybody to be involved.
Yes. And that we are.
At any level you want to be involved in.
Yes. Whomsoever will, let them come.
The second line, or you can be on the last line. It doesn't matter.
Just open up that door.
Yes,
that's
sir.
The old James Brown song. He says, I don't need nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door. I'll get it myself.
Right.
And that's what we have to do. That's the attitude that we have to have. And that's the experience that we owe each other, to take care of each other and to open that door, not for just one, but for everyone. And we can make it happen. Nothing to it but to do it. We can make it happen.
And, you know, the summer's coming up. And another thing they were talking about in the group is that, you know, see, Cincinnati Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired, they attend a lot of these community events. And I mentioned that it might be a good idea for CAB employees, when they go to these events on Saturdays or whenever, to take a couple people that they serve with them, you know, and let them tell their stories about how CAB has helped them and what kind of services are available and so on and so on, because there are a lot of services here at CABVI that people just don't know about. You know,
such as, Robert, help me out. Educate me.
Well, I didn't know about the men's group until...
Oh, okay.
Well, yesterday, when my friend told me. And they said that men's group been around for 8 years.
Wow. Eight?
So it's a well-kept secret, which that's something I don't think should be a secret.
Nope.
You know, they need to tell people about it, whether it's word of mouth, advertise about it. They also have a iPhone support group here, smartphones, where you go, I believe it's once a month. And
where's that held at?
You get here at CAB.
Oh, my goodness.
And you
have to find that out, because I'm an iPhone user, but I'm not an iPhone expert.
Right.
So this way I maybe could find a way to become an iPhone expert.
Right, and they just talk about different things they know about and just share resources.
Well, I have to check on that today before I get out of here.
Well, and I know they got music therapy courses and classes. They have all kinds of different training opportunities to learn new technologies. They just a wealth of resources.
Now, will that be through the, obviously it's going to, because we're here, but I'm just trying to think of how, what's the best way to assure that I get hooked up to that before we leave, make sure.
You're talking about with the iPhone?
Right, yes, with the iPhone group.
When we go downstairs, you can ask Brian at the front desk to pull
well,
up
check
the
with Brian.
Flyer about when it
yeah, I'll make sure I do that. I will make sure that I do that.
And I think a thing I want to get hooked up with again is a volunteer reader. Someone that will come and meet me at the library and read to me. Because I missed
that. Let's make sure we do that before we leave, because I'll do it with you. We'll just go down there together, because we're gonna leave anyway when we do leave.
And what I like reading are academic journals.
Yes.
A lot of people think that's boring, but I think it's really
No, well, you also want to know what's going on. You're just nosy, and you want to be in anybody and everybody's business.
Well, I don't know about all that, but, you know, I'm a UC alumni, so I may go back up to the library there and see if I can get somebody to read me academic journals on accessible technology, and that way I can keep up to date on stuff that's available, stuff that's been tested, and I'm all about learning, so anytime I can learn something, no matter how big or small.
Well, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
And it's funny, Robert, because as a child, I hated school. I didn't like it because I got teased. You know, being biracial, and yep. being blind in the early 70s, that was a horrible time for kids. You know, you grow up in an all-white community and you're biracial. You're not black enough, you're not white enough. So it was tough.
See, but that's why I like that song so much. That was outdoing the Wiz. Can't win, can't break even, and can't get out of the game.
Right.
You know, and now Michael Jackson, he did it. That's a major hit, and I'm gonna have to. I got that at home somewhere. I'm gonna have to pull that out and play it, because I can't win, I can't break even, and can't get out of the game.
Right.
Oh, man. This is just a crazy, crazy world.
So, you know what would probably be real helpful to Robert and I is if somehow you could either call in the CAB, call in the Radio Ring Service, and let us know if there's something out there you would like to talk about. You would like us to find out more information on.
Yep, because we'll do the research. To
you. I mean, we always got something to talk about. But we want to target the audience and know what you guys think and feel and want to learn more about.
That's essential. We're going to really do the job that we want to do for you and the job that we have done in the past. We just need your feedback. We need your information. You know, I don't remember who the, maybe I'll try to look that up this week and see if the library in the downtown can help me out. Who did the quote, if you want good people in government, good people in charge, people who care about you, people who will listen to what you have to say, people who will take action on the things that need to be done in order to make this world a better place for you, that simply means that you have to get involved. And we just got the sign that we are out of time, folks. And so, Robert, if you want these last few words to say, and I will turn it over to you. We gotta go.
You know, we never have enough time. It goes so quick. But we appreciate you. We love you. And we look forward to seeing you again next time. Thank you for listening to All Things Being Equal.
Take care, folks. Bye-bye.